In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends, thirst is a powerful need. Deprive a person of liquid and he will do almost anything for a drink. Long ago, during the time of the Exodus, the children of Israel thirsted so greatly that they began quarreling with Moses and murmuring so much that Moses was afraid they were going to stone him. So God told him to strike a rock, and water would come out of it for the people to drink. Remembrance of that event, every year the Jews celebrated the festival of booths. During this feast, as the people sang the words of Isaiah, "Therefore they will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation," a priest would bring water to the altar and pour it into two perforated bowls from which the water would flow, recalling the gushing of the water out of the rock. This is the time when Jesus spoke to the people about those who are thirsty coming to him and rivers of living water flowing from them. The thirst of which Jesus speaks is a different kind of thirst, of course, the thirst of life, the thirst of the Spirit. All people, young and old alike, have a yearning for fulfillment in life, a desire for meaning and purpose, a longing for something other than sound and fury, which signifies nothing. That thirst leads them to seek refreshment wherever they can find it. A man who is thirsty cannot just drink anything. If one is stranded in the middle of the ocean without water, drinking the plentiful water around him will not help, but will only make him more thirsty because of the salt that is in the water. It will cause still more liquid to drain from his body, leaving him worse off than before. But people in that situation drink the ocean water anyway. Desperate people do desperate things. Those who are spiritually thirsty do the same thing. If they cannot find that which satisfies their thirst, they will desperately look for it wherever they can. And even though they may know better, they drink of forbidden water, which only increases their thirst. Some seek to drown their sorrows in alcohol. Others look to drugs for that fulfilling high. Some think they can find lasting happiness by finding the right person in a relationship and go from one to another. You might think, he's not talking about me. I'm not involved in any of that, and I never will be. Perhaps that's true. Perhaps you'll escape all those horrors. But are you really any different? Do you thirst for fulfillment of some kind, that which lifts the spirit of your soul and causes it to soar as an eagle in the sky? When I was 14 or 15 years old, I looked forward to driving a car. That was going to be the greatest thing. And when the time came, it was a big thrill. But you know what? I've driven well over 1,000,000 miles by now. It really isn't such a thrill anymore. And I can remember when I thought it would be great to be on my own, not to have to answer to my parents anymore, to be able to do what I wanted when I wanted. And that time came too. And it was kind of neat. But you know what? I've been on my own for well over 30 years now, and I have to pay the mortgage and the electric bill and for food and medicine and clothing and all of the other things that come with being on your own. And it really doesn't provide ultimate meaning. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old, we all thirst for things that lift our soul. The young yearn for the driver's license, the independence, the chance to date, the band camp, the prom. And those who are older seek the new car, the motorhome, the boat, the cabin on the lake, a retirement of leisure. Oh, the desires change along with the time of life, but the quest remains the same. And because we are sinful, none of these things, not even the good things, satisfy us forever. Wise old King Solomon said long ago, "I set my mind to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I realized that this also is striving after wind, because in much wisdom there is much grief, and increasing knowledge results in increasing pain." Jesus said, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Do we thirst? You bet we thirst. It doesn't matter if we are the people of Israel, drained by the blazing sun in the Sinai wilderness, murmuring against Moses because of lack of water, or whether we are the crazies of our time, living in a drugged stupor or a sin-saturated lifestyle, or if we are just the average citizen trying to work out our lives and striving to get a little bit ahead. We all thirst. We all thirst for something better, something just a little bit further beyond us. And Jesus is the only answer that will satisfy our thirst. All the other answers are like drinking salt water. They only make us more thirsty. Now, I know that sounds simplistic. After all, we've heard the same stories about Jesus for years. We know well. Maybe we think we know too well of his birth of the Virgin Mary, the suffering under Pontius Pilate, the crucifixion, death, and burial. And as we celebrated just a week ago once again, his ascension into heaven. How can that provide all meaning for life? It can. And it does provide all meaning in life, because there is no meaning without him. Jesus alone, by his work on the cross, forgives us. Jesus alone sets consciences that are guilt-ridden at peace. Jesus alone has the power to make us children of God. Jesus alone, when we tire of all of the toys and trinkets that life tosses our way, is able to provide a treasure that exceeds all of them by far. Jesus alone holds out to us the promise of a future where our life will be bound up with God forevermore, and where we will drink of the rivers of his pleasure forever. When I get weary of life and feel down and discouraged, Jesus alone is able to lift me up as I look to him for strength. He who believes in me, From his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That's the promise of your Savior. Faith in Jesus Christ is not some wimpy vapor that vanishes like a puff of smoke in the air. It is a life-transforming conviction. You who believe in Jesus not only have your thirst quenched, you are like those perforated bowls at the Festival of Booths, with rivers of living water flowing from you. The Lord who ascended to fill all things enters the heart of every believer and creates a new man, one whose desire is to serve and give witness to him. My friends, in Christ, we all have the same thirst. You will have it throughout life, and you will find there is only one who can quench it. This day, then, you who were claimed by God as his children by the washing of holy baptism, by that sacred water, give your continuing allegiance to the one who redeemed you, and know that as he has ascended into heaven to fill all things, he will do all that he has promised and give to you to drink of the water of life, from which you will never again be thirsty. In Jesus' name, amen.